I had an interesting thing happen to me last week. It's never happened before. We live in a neighborhood with the Homeowners Association, and the Homeowners Association is supposed to take care of things in the common areas in our Homeowners Association. And so last week, I went out one morning, and I looked, and the Homeowners Association had come down and cut down all the weeds off of the side of the roadway. All the grass, all the plants, all the trees. I had two huge, mature trees up by the roadway. They're very beautiful, and the Homeowners Association just came and cut them down. It was, how many of you have seen the movie Fern Gully? Do you remember that movie from 1992 where this big machine comes and just chops down all of the Australian rainforest? Well, that's what I felt like. I felt like this big machine had just come down our street and cut down every living piece of thing along the street. I was so angry. I called the Homeowners Association. I said, "You cut down my trees." They said, "Well, let me get your name and number. I'll get back to you today." I'm still waiting. I said, "Listen, if you're going to cut down a tree, at least take out the stump. People are going to trip over these things." "Okay," took down our name and number. "I'll get back to you." I'm still waiting. What good is a stump? Tell me, what good is this? It's a safety hazard. There is no good for a stump. A stump just sits there and collects moss and gets termites, and it just sits there, and it's a remembrance to me of what it once was. This beautiful tree that sat there in the front of my property, and now it's cut down. I was so angry. I must have felt like Israel did. Today from our gospel, from our Old Testament lesson, we're going to talk about the prophecies of Isaiah. And actually, we're going to do this through the whole entire Advent season. And we're going to talk about these prophecies that Isaiah made towards the Christ. The prophecy where he calls Israel the stump of Jesse. And all of these prophecies foretell the coming of the Christ. But before you understand the prophecy from today, you really need to understand what was going on in Israel's life. You see, Israel had been a great nation under very many kings. They had a lot of power. They had a lot of righteousness. The people felt connected to God. Things were going well in their life. And all of a sudden, they started disobeying God. And the nations around them started rising up around them. And by the time Isaiah gets on the scene, the Assyrians, who were their mortal enemy, the Assyrians, had conquered the northern kingdom. Completely wiped it out. And now they were at the gates of Bethlehem, about to conquer Bethlehem. And that was kind of what was going on in the time of Israel, at the time of Isaiah. Things were not looking well for them. And Isaiah writes this prophecy. And we start in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And I want you to listen to what Isaiah says. He says, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit." Isaiah says, "Israel, you guys are like a stump. You think that everything is wiped out, that an axe has come and chopped off the tree, and things aren't going well for you. And you are a stump. And it does not look good for you right now. But just wait. Things are going to change." How many times in your life have you felt like a stump? How many times have you felt like all hope is gone? Despair is filling your life. Things aren't going well. And it feels to you like somebody has come and taken an axe and cut down the tree. And all that's left in your life is a stump. I just took a brief perusal of the events that just happened this week. And I think of all the pain and despair and hopelessness that is going around this world. Think about it. We saw the terrorist bombings in Mumbai. We saw pirates hijacking ships, Somali pirates hijacking ships. Think about that. We've seen financial crisis and turmoil that's going on. And just this last week, they had a sale at Walmart, and when the doors opened, one person was left dead. Think about the turmoil that is going on in this world. And it seems like this world is just like a stump, that somebody's coming and cutting off all the good things, and all that's left is just this stump. But even closer to home, even here, I know that there are people in this congregation who are worried about their finances. They're worried about their home. They're worried about their job. And it seems to them like somebody is just taking an axe and cutting off everything that is good and leaving just this gnarly stump in their life. I want to tell you three stories. One is a gentleman named George Matheson. He was one of Scotland's ablest preachers. As a young man, he was a student at the University of Glasgow. And then he fell in love and he was engaged to be married to a beautiful Christian young lady. Before their wedding date, George Matheson became ill, and the doctors told him that in due time, he would lose his eyesight. Immediately, his mind turned to his sweetheart and about his forthcoming marriage. He felt that it was his duty to write her and to tell her about the blindness which was coming over him, hoping, of course, that she would not let him go. He offered to release her from the engagement. When his sweetheart read the shocking news, she agreed that she would not want to go through life with a blind man. So she wrote him, stating that she would like to be released from the engagement. The axe at the stump. Here's another one. Joseph Scriven was a young man in Ireland who had great hopes for his future. He and his fiancée had planned and dreamed of being married, and the wedding day had nearly arrived, but tragedy struck and the young man's heart was crushed. His bride-to-be drowned the day before the wedding. In loneliness and sorrow, he traveled to Canada at the age of 25. Once again, he fell in love and was engaged to be married, but his dreams were shattered again when the second young lady he loved fell ill and died. The axe creating a stump. Charlotte Elliott was born in Clapham, London in 1789. When Charlotte was in her early 30s, she suffered a serious illness which left her in poor health for the rest of her life. She often endured severe physical distress and, equally hard, the resulting sense of weakness, depression, and uselessness. The axe at the stump. Folks, there are times in our life when we feel like somebody has chopped off the best part of our life, that all that is left is a stump. And that is the way that Israel felt with the Assyrians knocking at their door. But God made a promise to them, a promise in this prophecy from Isaiah. And it is a great prophecy. As a matter of fact, the Hebrew Targums, the Hebrew writings, still today believe that this is a prophecy about the coming Messiah. And I want to point out a few things from this prophecy. First of all, it is that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, this shoot that will come up from the stump of Jesse. And by the way, that stump of Jesse, that is an interesting part of it. The stump of Jesse. Every great thing that happened from Israel was from David. Jesse was just David's father. Why does Isaiah prophesy that a great thing will happen from Jesse and not David? Jesse was just a poor, simple shepherd, farmer, who came from this way out of a place called Bethlehem. Out of Bethlehem shall come this shoot. And what happens? The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Folks, that person came in a manger in Bethlehem. Who's in the manger? It's the guy prophesied from Isaiah. And we read in Matthew 4 at Jesus' baptism how the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, came and descended upon Jesus. And he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The Spirit of God was upon Jesus as prophesied from Isaiah. Secondly, he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. And righteousness will be upon him. True righteousness. In our world today, we judge everybody by what we see and by what we hear. That's how we judge other people. But God and Jesus never judged people that way. When he came and he lived among us, he judged people the way God judged people, how he saw them, how God saw him. It wasn't with sight. It wasn't with hearing. It was with that true understanding, looking into the heart, where God sees everybody's heart and where God knows everybody's heart. And the last part of the prophecy is where we see all these animals lying down with each other. It's a great picture of heaven. It's a great picture of that wonderful time when all the animals will live together on God's holy mountain. And it says here that a little child will lead them. Isaiah was talking about a time when a babe would be born in Bethlehem, from the line of Jesse, and from that, the stump would grow a great shoot. And why is that? It's because the stump had a firm foundation. The stump had a large root system. Your stump isn't just what you see outside the ground, but your stump goes deep into God's grace. And it is intertwined with God's grace. And all the nourishment and the water that goes to that plant, that stump, comes from below. And sure, it is watered by God's grace of sunshine that creates the photosynthesis process. But everything that you need for life comes from that root system. And each and every single one of you has a root system that is firmly grounded in Jesus Christ, because he has bought and purchased you, and you are a child of God, and you've got a strong root system, so that no matter what happens and somebody comes in your life and cuts down that tree and all it seems like is a stump, you can have the hope that you don't need to despair. You don't need to be hopeless, because you know that you are firmly grounded in the root system of Jesus Christ. You are a child of God. Those stories I was telling you about, listen to the conclusions of those people whose root systems were firmly tied into the gospel of Jesus Christ. George Matheson was blind, and his fiance let him go. But he knew that there was one who would never let him go. And so he wrote a hymn to that person, a hymn to God. O love, thou wilt not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. Joseph Scriven, the man who lost two fiancées, he never did marry. After two engagements, he ended up in death. He decided that he would never marry. He devoted his life to helping the poor and homeless in his community. He was able to do this because two of his friends were taken away, but he still had one friend left. That friend is Jesus. And Joseph Scriven wrote a poem about him. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Charlotte Elliott, one day, a distinguished guest, Dr. Caesar Millan, who was a Swiss minister and a musician, came to visit her. And he noticed that Charlotte seemed restless and unhappy and asked her about her faith. And she admitted that she really did not have faith, thinking of the few good works, the depth of her pride, and an alienation from God. She said she would like to have faith, but she didn't think she was worthy. Dr. Millan looked directly at Charlotte and replied, "Come to him just as you are." These simple, true words were sufficient, and so Charlotte Elliott came to have faith in Christ as Savior, just as she was. Immediately, peace filled her heart, and years later, she wrote the hymn, "Just as I am." Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. My friends, no matter who brings an axe to your life, no matter what is pruned out of your life, even if it's just left a stump, you are firmly rooted and grounded in the root system of the grace of God. And from that, he can do everything he wants to do in you. And he wants to make you a beautiful thing, and just like Israel ended up having the Savior come that came from the line of Jesse, Jesus Christ, wants to come into your life and create a beautiful thing from your stump. No matter what trial, no matter what tribulation. When you go through trials in your life, remember that Jesus Christ is there. He's there to nourish you and feed you with his grace. In his name, amen.